good morning and welcome back or welcome to Morning Ray. I'm your host, Lan or Alana, and it's been a hot sec since I've recorded for you guys, since you've heard from me. I took 2 weeks off the pod while traveling in London and Italy. It was my first time on the other side of the pond, on the other side of the water. Actually, no, that's a lie. I've been to other places over there, but I haven't been to Europe and I hadn't been to London besides a layover. It was truly a life-changing event, such an incredible experience. Today's episode is going to be what I learned while traveling solo and then also how I reset after traveling or being away from home for an extended period of time, or even can be like a weekend trip, how to reset and get back into the swing of things. But we're gonna do a little summary of my Euro summer, Kaylee's wedding, updates about my birthday because it was my birthday. So if you're not interested in that, you can just scroll on forward. You can fast forward. There is a fast forward button. I have seen some complaints from people that you don't like my life updates. I love updating you guys. I feel like I'm on FaceTime with you guys. I want you guys to know what's happening behind the scenes, what's going on in my life, what's making me happy and excited, and what's fueling me to talk about what I'm talking about on here. So if that does not float your boat, feel free to fast on forward and get to the parts where what I learned about solo traveling and how I reset after being away from home, after traveling, all that good stuff. Feel free, you can fast forward. I won't hate you. I won't hate you for it, but I think you're going to be missing out on some story times. I feel like I have some pretty crazy stories. I was solo traveling in London, as I shared with you guys on previous episodes before I left, and it was my first time in London, and I absolutely loved it so much to the point where, you guys, I've already booked tickets to go back in November, and I know a few of you London-based girlies have asked me for a meetup, so hopefully when I'm there in November/December, I'll have time to set up a little meetup for you guys, a little holiday festive meetup. I'm really excited to go back. I'm also going to South Africa. If you guys don't know, my parents are from Johannesburg. They immigrated here in 1990, so like 34 years ago, and I still have a lot of family there. My uncles and my aunts live there, and their children, so my cousins, and then my cousins' kids all live there, so I'm excited to get to visit them. So basically, in November, I'll be going to London for a few days, then flying to South Africa. I'm there for like just under 2 weeks, and then I'm back in London for a bit, and then I come home. I think I'm away for almost like 3 weeks, so the travels keep getting longer and longer. But nothing more about the future. Let's talk about what happened already. London was truly such a pivotal life experience for me. It was my first time traveling solo in that capacity. Going to London for the first time, flying overseas, being in Europe, there was a lot of firsts, and I was really excited and also anxious about this trip because there's just so many unknowns. And if you're an anxious girly, then you understand that the fear of the unknown is literally the root of your anxiety. And even though you're super excited for something, you can still feel super anxious about it. And that is definitely how I was feeling. But as soon as I felt settled and grounded in my routine, in the new city, in my hotel room and everything, and I guess I can talk about that a little bit more on when I dive more into what I learned while solo traveling, it really did just feel like home. I had this like inkling of a feeling that I was going to love London more than I love New York. And if you are a longtime listener, you know how much I love New York, how I have debated moving to New York so many times, but it's just so complicated with getting a visa and it's expensive. Not that London isn't expensive, but I'm really contemplating moving to London. I've looked at apartments. I've been starting to look at jobs. It's really easy to get a visa there as a Canadian citizen. There's this youth workers visa for those between 18 to 35. You can be self-employed, but I actually would want to get a job. While I'm there, I think that would provide me some sort of structure and a way to be grounded and feel good in my routine, also financial stability, and also a way to meet people. I know it can be really hard meeting people in a new city and even just like gaining friendships through coworkers, hopefully, would be great. But I really have been looking into it. So hopefully, if all goes well and I feel the same way about London in November/December as I do coming out of this past trip in August, then we will start seriously looking at all of these things. But I loved London. It felt like a really good hybrid version and way better version of Toronto and New York. It had the calmness of Toronto, but the architecture and the opportunity and kind of like the chaos and busyness. I know that kind of contradicts the calmness aspect, but of that of New York. The minute I stepped out of Paddington Station, I took the Heathrow Express from Heathrow into Bayswater/Paddington, I guess. It felt like I was in a movie. It did not feel real. I was like, how the hell am I in this place right now? I feel like I've always looked at London through video and in pictures and on TikToks and YouTube videos and whatnot, but I've never experienced it in real life. And I just felt so fake. The architecture of the buildings there is just so beautiful. I love the culture. There's so much history. It is so cool walking in the streets in London. Toronto is very multicultural, but you hear majority English. When you're walking in the streets in London, you hear so many different languages, and it's so cool. It is so damn cool. I love the community feel of London, and I know that being in a big city like Toronto, New York, London, LA, there being so many people, it can also feel really lonely and isolating because there's so much going on. But even as a tourist there solo, I did not feel alone once. Obviously, it was like a short time period, but just observing and seeing people meet up at cafes or at the pubs after work. Pub culture there is so cool. They all stand out. By they, I mean my type, the finance men. They all stand outside of the pub from like 3 or 4 p.m. happy hour, drinking their beer. It is so cool. Everyone just gathers and talks, and it's really cool. And it was a sick experience getting to experience that. And then also dating. I feel like the men there, this could be like I just had really good experiences for the most part, but they just know how to treat a woman. I went for dinner with one guy, and like he went and took care of the bill. The bill did not come to the table. It did not go near me. I did not know the bill existed, which I love that treatment personally. That's what I love. It was never a question of anything. It was always, what can I give you? Like, how can I help you? What can I do for you? Like, just very old school masculinity. It was just like how you see dating in movies, like good examples of dating, old, quote unquote, old school dating, like that exists in London still. I felt like a princess. I don't know. Maybe it was because I was the cool tourist visiting from out of town, like shiny new object, and they were on their best behavior. But I'll take it. I'll take what I can get. I will take the men treating me how I should be treated, but just like fun experiences. If you are solo traveling or planning to solo travel and you're single, go on a few dates. Obviously be safe. Like my friends at home had my location. I told them where I was going, who I was meeting with, what time I was going to meet them, where my hotel was so that they could like check in on me. Use your head, think rationally. But I had really fun experiences. There was this one, I might regret sharing this on the internet, but there was this one moment, how far deep into the pod we are? We're like 10 minutes in. I feel like anyone who didn't want to listen to this or was listening for the wrong reasons is far gone. If not, hello, welcome. But I was having dinner by myself in Regent's Park, Primrose Hill area at this sushi restaurant called Oka. Really good, nice casual sushi spot. And I was sitting on the patio and I was just paying. I had just paid for my bill or was waiting for my bill or something. And I see this couple walk in, they go to the host, and the man is looking at me, like clearly checking me out. Like, I'm not just like making this up in my head. I'm not seeing things. Like, this man is clearly checking me out. He then continues to ask the host if he could sit, like pointing at me / the table beside me, asking to sit there. And I thought he was talking to me, and I was like, oh, who, me? And then I was kind of embarrassed when they like came and sat at the table beside me. I was like a little confused. And it was like this older man around like 45-ish and this younger girl around my age. And I'm going, you guys are probably going to get where I'm going with this, but I'm just laughing at this because I just don't think I give off this energy at all, but I will take the flattery and the interest. This man starts talking to me the minute he sits down, complimenting me, asking me why I was wearing jeans in 27 degree weather, like really hot weather. Eventually, they asked what I was up to. They were asking like where I was traveling from, like what brought me to London, blah, blah. Obviously, I'm being very vague because I'm traveling by myself and I don't know these people and I don't know what their intentions are here. They then proceed to ask me if I would like to join them for some wine, have a little date with them. At this point, we're probably getting eyes from everyone else sitting on the patio or like walking by. But I had wine with them for an hour and a half before they proposed the idea of me going back home with them. I'm not going to get more explicit here, but I'm sure you can put two and two together.
I recently discovered this really cool supplement. You guys know I'm always up to try new health and wellness things, whether it be the supplements I'm taking, the way I'm eating, how I'm moving my body, the little wellness practices and habits and rituals that I'm integrating into my day-to-day life. And I've been taking this supplement MitoPure from Timeline for the past few months. And it's really cool because it helps with muscle health, recovery, strength. And you guys know that I'm so adamant about training for health, for endurance, for athleticism, and also for longevity in my life, to be able to still have good mobility and movement as I continue to age. I think it's really important to take care of your health when you're young and you still have it and to not take it for granted. And I feel like MitoPure is the perfect supplement for that in my life. It is super easy to take. You can take two soft gels a day for as little as 2 months and start seeing significant improvements in your cellular energy, muscle strength, and endurance. After around 4 months, which I'm hitting around that point right now, you'll feel yourself getting stronger, recovering faster after workouts, which is so key, especially with me who cross trains all the time. And you also experience less inflammation. That's something that I struggle with a lot, especially if I'm training more intensively. And I feel like I've definitely have noticed a difference. My fingers are less inflamed. I feel like my face is less inflamed. My muscles recover so much better from workouts. So if you are curious in learning more about MitoPure from Timeline or trying it out for yourself, Timeline is offering 10% off your first order of MitoPure. You can go to timeline.com/Alana. That's timeline.com/Alana, A-L-L-A-N-A, for 10% off your first order of MitoPure. Thank you, Timeline, for sponsoring today's episode of Morning Ray. I swear me and my girlfriends are always talking about this, and maybe I just live on the side of the internet that everyone is just trying to figure out their cycles. Like us as girls, we are trying to figure out our cycles, whether we're on birth control or not, whether we're coming off of birth control, and we're just trying to figure out our cycles, cycle sync, you know, figure out the hormones and whatnot. There's so many different methods and it can definitely be confusing and draining, and there's so many side effects and symptoms that come along with things just feeling a little out of whack. And I know I've been on a journey to manage my hormones and find a better way to just like manage my PMS and feeling just not like myself. And that is why I started taking Hormone Harmony. It contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. You guys know I love my adaptogens, and here's the beauty about adaptogens. They help the body adapt to any stressors, like chaotic hormonal changes or just life as you know it. And Hormone Harmony can really help with racing thoughts, low moods, poor sleep, feeling tired all the time, occasional bloating and gas, everything you think of when you think of your hormones feeling all out of whack, it can help. And you'll feel like yourself again. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code Alana at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code Alana for 15% off today. Thank you, Happy Mammoth Hormone Harmony, for sponsoring today's episode of Morning Ray.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
I kindly declined. There were quite a few red flags with this man. When I mentioned I was in Italy for a friend's wedding, he's like, oh, I got married in Italy. He's on a date with like a younger girl. Apparently he had cheated on his wife the whole time they were married. They're not officially divorced. There is talks of things that I did not want to be involved in and just like a lot of red flags. He was saying how he is in therapy for like sex addiction, a lot of things that like I did not want to be involved with. And then basically I like waited to finish my wine before I went to the bathroom because I did not want to leave my drink unattended because you never know what could happen, God forbid. And I come back and then the girl that was there went to the bathroom. And while she was in the bathroom, you guys, this man had the audacity to then ask me out on a date for the following night. And I was like, thank you, but no thanks. Eventually, I figured out how to get myself out of there. I kept talking about how I was going on a date with this other guy I had seen or whatever, because they were asking me about my dating experiences in London. And I was really contemplating asking this guy to come and save me because I really did not know how to go. But eventually it's just like, I'm gonna go. I have to get to my date. It was nice meeting you. Good luck finding your third person. All the best, blah, blah, blah. And I left. But it was just one for the books. Anyways, that was so much fun. London was so much fun. I loved all the coffee shops. I'm gonna create a little TikTok of like all the cafes I went to in London. I'll be documenting London stuff on TikTok. I have a highlight on my Instagram. If you're curious of like all the places I went to, I tagged them and put them in there. And I think I might upload like a little screenshot of a notes list of things that I did and things I recommend, and then saving it there as well. My birthday in Italy was fabulous. We traveled from Sorrento, which is where we were for Kaylee's bachelorette, to Ravello for her wedding. And we had the welcome party that day. But for the most part, my birthday was super chill, which is really abnormal for me. And I honestly really liked it. I just laid on the roof all day. I had music playing, read my book a bit. There was like a cold tub, like it wasn't like it was a hot tub, but it wasn't hot, that we like were just hanging out in. I was chatting with everyone as like the whole like bridal party started to arrive and everything. And it was honestly such a nice chill day. And then I got to get dressed up and put on a really beautiful dress. I got this dress from Rat and Boa that I decided to splurge on. It's probably like the most beautiful and most expensive dress I've ever bought in my entire life, but it was so worth it. And then Kaylee and the girls surprised me with a birthday cake at the welcome party. I actually thought I was going to cry. I was really starting to tear up. Trin was like, we need to go over there to take bridesmaids photos, like by the DJ booth. Like Kaylee wants bridesmaids photos of us all in our like sunset themed dresses. And I was like, okay, like we already took a photo, but like, sure, whatever Kaylee's heart desires. And then the DJ makes an announcement and everyone starts singing happy birthday. And I see Kaylee and her maid of honor, Alyssa, like walk out with the birthday cake. It was the most insane cake ever. Let me just tell you, like think an Italian Dairy Queen cake. It was dark chocolate hardened on the bottom with vanilla gelato, in the middle a layer of biscotti, and then on top there was like the hardened dark chocolate with those little crunchy ball situation things. You know what I'm talking about. It was so good. Trin and Brody and I were just sitting in the kitchen and everyone else just like eating away at it. It was so good, but it was honestly the sweetest moment ever. Just I did not expect anything. Like I had asked Kaylee months ago, like if she doesn't mind if I could just blow out a candle on my birthday, like that's my only request. Everything else is about you. It's your week, it's your weekend, blah blah blah. And I just didn't expect anything, and it really just caught me off guard. The wedding was beautiful. Kaylee looked absolutely stunning. All the bridesmaids, everyone looked beautiful, and it was truly just such a beautiful ceremony and reception and everything. I don't think I've ever cried so much at a wedding in my life. Like, I don't even think I cried that much at my sister's wedding. And yes, I have a sister. I feel like a lot of people think I'm an only child. I'm really chatty today, but a lot of people think I'm an only child, and I'm not an only child. I have a sister. I'm actually an aunt of a nephew, and another one that's due any moment now, literally waiting for the text. Funny story. On my birthday, I have a family group chat. I'm like going all over the place today, and I hope you like this story time. If not, you can always fast forward through, but you're missing the tea. So on my birthday, I have a group chat with my family and then my dad's brother and everyone associated to him, like his family, his wife, his kids, their husbands, etc. And the last time I had opened that group chat was when my sister last went into labor. So it was at those messages in WhatsApp. And the messages were, Jord's in labor. That's my sister's name. And I was like, oh my God, she's in labor. And then I like saw the date and it's like October 2022. And I'm like, okay, Lana, we're good. She's still pregnant. She hasn't popped yet. But anyways, we are going to do my current faves and then we'll get into what I learned while solo traveling. So my current faves, I am on such a pastry kick, specifically croissants. You guys know I love my almond croissants, but being in Europe, being in London, I definitely got back onto that. It was my breakfast pretty much every single day if I was not having like an avocado toast or like an eggs benedict or something. I also have been on a no vanilla in my coffee kick, I guess. I got used to not having sweetener in my coffee while in London because most places don't offer like flavored syrups. Apparently they have this sugar tax. So if you're in London, you'll see that probably like a regular Coca-Cola, like Coke, is more expensive than a Coke Zero. You'll see a lot of like sugar-free sodas and whatnot. So a lot of coffee shops don't have syrups. I still love vanilla in my coffee, don't get me wrong, but I feel like my taste buds quickly adjusted to not having sweetener. And so I'm kind of trying to ride it, especially because I'm having sugary croissants for breakfast, but nonetheless, balance, baby. I am also in my dress era. If you could not tell, I am absolutely obsessed with dresses. 9 out of 10 times, the dress I'm wearing is from Pepper Mayo. I absolutely love their dresses. The sizing is sometimes a bit hard because it's Australian. So I go between like an Australian 8 and an Australian 10, which is like an American 4 or 6. It really just depends on the silhouette of the dress. If it's a bit tighter, I typically go for a 10, or if like the boob area is a bit smaller, I go for a 10. But if it's a bit of a looser dress, I can get away with an 8. Also love my rat and boa dress. Definitely more of an investment piece. Pepper Mayo dresses are more affordable. It's Princess Polly, White Fox, that sort of thing. But I just love Pepper Mayo dresses. Their tops are also really cute. Everything I've gotten from Pepper Mayo is really cute. This is not sponsored. They have gifted me things, but I'm not being paid to say this at all. Shawn Mendes is back, you guys. Coffee Boys making music, and it is music to my ears. And I honestly almost extended my trip in London because I learned the day I was leaving, he was doing a performance for his new album. I am obsessed with his song, Why. It is so good. I am trying to figure out what he means. I feel like a Swiftie decoding Shawn Mendes, but I'm not a huge Swiftie, but don't hate me. I like Taylor Swift. I'm not a Swiftie though. But I'm trying to code what Sean means when he says something along the lines of, I was not ready to be a father. Like, was Camila pregnant? Did he get someone pregnant? Was Sean expecting a child? If you have any intel, please feel free to DM me on @AlannaBloomberg or @MorningRayPodcast. I need to discuss this with someone. My fourth favorite, I decided I'm going to do 5, kind of how Peyton Sardin has been doing her 5 favorites to keep it consistent. Our bubble bath nails. I get 2 coats. I get a bio gel shellac manicure and get like a rounded almondy shape. However, yesterday I smacked my middle finger on my left hand so hard my nail split on the nail bed and it freaking hurts. I went to the nail salon this morning and she's like, yeah, it's cracked all the way through. You might want to come back in a few days. I'm going to give you some nail glue and a band-aid and just put the band-aid on when you can, pretty tight. So RIP to that nail. And then my fifth and final favorite is a smoky brown eye makeup look, like where like your eyeliner is a little smudged all around the eye. I just love how it looks. It looks so good. I did it with like black for Kaylee's wedding, and then I've been replicating it at home with brown eyeliner because I feel like brown just makes my hazel eyes pop. If you have green or hazel eyes, try brown eyeliner. You'll thank me later. Okay, so here is what you clicked on the episode for. What I learned from solo traveling. As someone who is, I would say I'm very independent, but things like this definitely intimidated me. I kind of had a mini trial run with it back in November when I went to LA. But the reason why I'm claiming London to be my first time solo traveling is because, one, I had been to LA multiple times prior. Two, I have quite a few friends that live there. And three, I was staying in a friend's apartment. So there were a lot of like things I had previously experienced there, and it wasn't, I would say, like a true solo travel experience in my books and in my opinion. Whereas London, I don't really have any friends. I had never been there before. I would be staying in a hotel by myself for the first time, which I only realized once I was doing it. I was like, wow, I've never actually stayed in a hotel by myself. And there was just like a lot of firsts in a new place. That is why London I'm classifying as my first true traveling experience solo. It was honestly one of the best experiences of my entire life. I feel like a new person coming home, and I attribute it to all of these things that I'm about to tell you. If you are currently contemplating or have this idea or fascination with solo travel, this is your sign to just pull the trigger, bite the bullet, do what you need to do, and make it happen. I learned that something is only weird if you make it weird. Doing things alone is only weird if you make it weird. Going to dinner by yourself, going to a cafe, going shopping, doing tourist attractions, if that's what you want to do. I'm not really a tourist attractions gal, but anything you want to do is only weird if you make it weird. So just, it's the same kind of motto, like act confident and no one will question you. I had this like really weird anxiety. Well, I guess it's not weird and I shouldn't call it weird, but I had an anxiety about going for dinner by myself at a nicer restaurant. I just felt so weird about it. I was like worried about how would I feel? Like, what would I do? Like, would people be looking at me? Would the server think I was weird? Like, would other people in the restaurant be looking at me? Is this lame? Is this like loserish of me? But honestly, going for dinner alone or any meal alone isn't weird or scary. It only is, again, if you make it. It was honestly so much fun. I always go for like coffee and whatnot alone, which I know that is a really good starting point for a lot of people. And I highly recommend you trying that if you haven't tried it already. But going for dinner alone at a really nice restaurant, I chose to sit at the bar and it was so much fun. No one was watching me. And if they were, so what? I was dressed nice. I looked good. I felt good. And it was a really fun challenge for me. It helped me overcome that social anxiety and that perspective of others and like the anxiety surrounding that. It helped me come over that. Like now I feel like, okay, maybe I'm being a little overconfident here, but I feel like I could go to a restaurant in Toronto by myself and sit down and not really think anything else of it. I also did this on another occasion. I went for lunch at a nicer restaurant when I was in Covent Garden. I went to this really nice Japanese restaurant spot called Buns and Buns. It was really good. And I sat down at a table. I wasn't at the bar. I sat in the booth, so I was facing outwards, and I ordered spicy crispy tuna. I got these chicken bao buns, which were so good. Everything was so good. And I had my book. My book was literally like my emotional support book the entire trip. If you're traveling solo, bring a book with you everywhere so that you're not just like mindlessly scrolling on your phone. But honestly, going for dinner, going for lunch, going for a meal alone was so confidence boosting because I'm like, one, I can do whatever I want to do. I can experience things, go try restaurants, try new things on my own. I don't have to wait for someone to do it with me. And you get to just have this experience totally by yourself. I talked to the waiter. For dinner, I went to Chiltern Firehouse, which is definitely like a nicer, bougier restaurant. And I sat at the chef's counter. So I got to like watch it was an open kitchen and I could watch them cooking and whatnot. Ended up getting my drink and my dessert comped by the waiter. I guess he liked me or something, but I don't know. It was just like a really cool experience, and going for a meal alone isn't weird or scary. Just get over yourself, leave your ego at the door, and it can be a really confidence boosting activity. Take yourself on a solo date. I loved having complete anatomy of my schedule and not having to rely on other people or accommodate to their needs. I could be selfish and do and see whatever I wanted to do. And I love that. Not that I don't like traveling with friends or family. I do. It's just a very different experience, especially when you have to cater to everyone else's needs and what they want to do and what they're looking for, etc. It was so nice to kind of just like schedule my day, do all the things that I wanted to do without having to consider other people. And I could also just like set up dates and not feel like I was like taking away time from being with friends or anything. Like I could really do whatever I wanted. The world was my oyster and I was in a new city. So there were so many different experiences and it was so much fun just being able to have complete control over my schedule. I never felt lonely or bored. There was always something to do or see. But with that being said, I'm someone who has a lot of comfort with just being with myself. I live alone, I work for myself, and although sometimes it can get lonely, I did not feel that way at all while traveling. There is always so many people around and there are so many things to do or see that I never felt isolated or like I was missing my friends or anything. Also, phones exist, so I could FaceTime my friend Steph a lot. Like she would call me or my mom would be texting me and whatnot. But I like never felt lonely or bored, which was something I was a little bit worried about, as like, what if I feel lonely while traveling? Because obviously like I have had moments on trips where I've spent a day alone or done things on my own, but not like a full pretty much 2 weeks. Like I was saying before, I brought my book everywhere and anywhere with me. And I always read it when I was on the tube, if I was sitting at a cafe or in the park. Whenever I had downtime, I was reading my book. I was actually reading the fifth book of Magnolia Parks, which was so fitting because it takes place in London and I was in London and that was so nice. But I literally just carried my book everywhere and that was like my anxiety blanket in a way. So if you are planning to travel solo, I recommend bringing your book or like your Kindle or your Kobo, whatever it is, with you as something to do if you are going for dinner by yourself or whatnot. It's a nice thing to just have on you, and also it's good to read over scroll. Traveling solo is such a cool way to meet people and gain new experiences, especially if you're single. I went on so many dates, not so many dates. I went on 4 dates. I went out with 4 different guys. Some of them I saw more than once, but I went on dates through dating apps, which I feel like added a unique experience to my trip. It was honestly like the dating refresh I really needed to just make it fun again and light again. 0 expectations, no pedestals, just pure fun and human connection. I didn't see someone again if I felt like we didn't hit it off, because obviously I'm on a time constraint here. We're only here for a certain amount of time. We don't want mediocre dates. So if I could prevent that from happening multiple times, I did it in my best capacity to control that. But it was honestly so much fun. And I've said this on a few of my like get ready with me in London videos on TikTok and on Instagram, but going on dates was also a cool way to find the local spots and share an experience with someone. Obviously, like you can do your research and find spots, but the people who live there know the city best. And so that was cool. I got to go to a lot of very traditional London pubs or like well-known spots with these guys, which was a really fun experience. And I feel like I got a taste for the British dating life, which is cool. I really think that this trip boosted my self-esteem and my self-confidence, as well as like my knowing and certainness as to who I am as a person, because not only was I spending a lot of time with just myself, but I was doing a lot of new things and countering new challenges on my own and having to do that on my own, which is something that boosts your self-esteem, your self-sureness, your self-confidence, your belief in yourself. And I also loved how I ended off being 24 and started being 25 on this trip. I think it was just a really sweet and unique experience and gave me a lot of room to reflect on this past year, my year being 24, and then set intentions for 25. I journaled on the plane going to London and then coming home from London. And before I started to journal for coming home from London, I read my journal entry that I wrote to myself when I was on my way to London. And it was cool to see who I was as a person before I landed in London and who I was leaving London as. I feel like I was pretty happy and content with who I was before I left for London, but definitely being in your 20s, you can get in your head a bit and have these little quarter life crises and uncertainties and just like you're unsure if you're doing the right thing. And I feel like London was the refresh that I really needed. And it just instilled in me the higher self-esteem, the higher self-confidence, just like the mindset that like I can do anything I want to do, even if it scares me. I can go and do hard things and be okay and come out as a better person or stronger version of myself from doing these things, and that it's not just reserved for the person that already has these character traits. I can go and try these things and shock myself, and that I'm so much more capable than I give myself credit for. Traveling solo really just showed me and proved to me that I can do things like traveling on my own and be okay and still have a really great and incredible experience, and that I don't need to wait to have someone like a partner, like a husband, a boyfriend, whoever, or a group of friends to be able to go and have fun and do something with. I am perfectly capable of creating that experience and doing those things on my own and having just as much fun and having just as good as an experience as I would if I was with those people, if not maybe even a better experience, because there is so much more learning and development, like self-development, involved in solo traveling. Not that you can't grow on a group experience, but it's just like a totally different mindset and overall experience and type of trip. Overall, going to London and solo traveling, like obviously Italy was an incredible trip, but getting to experience a new city on my own, show myself what I'm capable of and really shock myself, and I feel like I came more into myself, was truly such a life-changing experience. I am so excited to see what else is in store for me this year. I feel like it was a really great way to start off 25 and just started off on the right foot. And I'm excited to go back to London and get to experience the next chapter of this solo travel journey. And if London going the second time and being traveling solo for the second time feels any different, like even I would say because I was in London and then I went to Italy and was with a bunch of people and then I went back to London and was by myself, that almost felt like two different trips in a way, because I also was staying in different areas and it was a different experience and it's kind of like coming back to where I was before. I'm so curious to see how I feel in November and if my perspective is different, if I feel like I develop even as much as a person, if not more, and what that is like. So I'm super excited to see about that and then get to share that with all of you on socials and everything. I did document a lot of my travels and talk to you guys a lot on my vlog camera. I haven't looked at the footage yet. I'm planning on editing it this week and getting it up for you guys. I really want to do YouTube more. I feel like I say this all the time, but I feel like I'm better at long form content and better at getting my point across that way, and I'm able to show and share more that way. So I'm excited to put more energy and time into that. But let's discuss my post travel reset. I feel like I'm the queen of post travel resets, whether you go away to the cottage or for a weekend trip, or you're gone for 2 months or a week or whatever it is. This is the ultimate post-travel reset. I might sound a bit psychotic, but I unpack my luggage right away. I got home at 11 p.m. at night and I unpacked my checked bag, my carry-on, my personal item, everything. Everything was back in its home. You put everything in its home, including the bags once they're unpacked. Do your washing, your laundry, whatever you want to call it. And then once that is done, you will feel so much lighter. If I don't do that right away, I don't know about you, but I know about me, and I will be literally living out of my suitcase for an indefinite amount of time, way too long. And I do not like clutter. I like a clean space, clear mind, you know my shit. So I make sure to do all of that the minute I get home when my willpower is a lot higher. Just get her done with it. Then I shower. I cannot function after being on a plane until I shower. I feel icky otherwise. I will not get into bed unless I have showered. May not necessarily wash my hair, because my hair, I usually wash it before I get on the plane, but I'll do a nice body shower. I'll wash my face. I'll do all the skincare. I'll put on fresh pajamas, no pajamas from the trip. Those are in the wash. And then I ease back into my routine and pre-trip habits. This is why I stress while building good habits and building a lifestyle, having a long game mindset with our habits and our routines is so important, because there is no all or nothing mentality. We are capable of just easing back into our routines, going back to where we were before we traveled were capable of carrying on a lot of these habits while away are non-negotiables. But I like to ease back into my routine, especially if there was a time change, give myself grace where I can, when I can. Obviously, there are some things that we can't control, like a work schedule, or if we have children or other responsibilities that we have to attend to, we have to just jump right back into those. But sometimes I'll start working out again right away, like the next day I'll have a workout book, or sometimes I wait until the next week to get back to that. In this case, I did that. I didn't start working out until like Tuesday, so a week after I got back. And that's okay. You gotta do what's best for you. I like to then book in my workouts when I'm ready, book them in like their appointments, put it in your calendar, plan for the week. Even if you don't do workout classes and you just do home workouts or you go to the gym, schedule it in. When are you doing these workouts? What are we training? What are we doing? What is the purpose? What's the intention? Get really specific with it. Then the next day or the day after, I grocery shop. I personally get HelloFresh for my meals. This is not sponsored. They have sponsored the pod before, but I do pay for HelloFresh out of my own pocket. In fact, they charged my credit card this morning, if you would like some proof. But I had that scheduled to come for once I was back and I didn't have to think about it. Had my meals all picked out. I love HelloFresh. It has changed my life as a single girl in her 20s living on her own. And then I go to the grocery store to get any other necessities I need, like milk for my coffee, things for breakfast, lunch, snacks, etc. So I didn't have an excuse to eat takeout continuously, because you guys know I'm on a mission to stop using Uber Eats too much, to stop abusing my Uber Eats, okay? If there are any habits I picked up on vacation that I liked, I try to continue to implement them. For example, I loved how much I was walking again in London and relying on transit over Uber. So I'm trying to implement that back at home in Toronto. I used to walk a lot more in Toronto, but since being self-employed and working at home, I haven't as much. But I'm going to try to subway as much as I can in Toronto, even though the TTC sucks and the tube in London is far more superior, but you get the gist. I also love how much more I was reading and how much less time I spent on my phone mindlessly scrolling. I think my average screen time while I was away was like 2 hours. And you're probably thinking, Alana, that's pretty average. No, that is significantly lower than what it normally is. Keep in mind, social media, podcasting is my job. So I'm on my phone a lot and I have a slight phone addiction. So normally my screen time averages anywhere between 8 to 10 hours a day. You did not hear that from me. So I loved how much I was reading while I was on vacation and how much less I was mindlessly scrolling, not only because I feel like I'm bettering myself when I'm reading, even if it's a silly little rom-com book, but mentally, I just feel so much better. So I've been trying to still incorporate that habit and choosing to read over scroll when I can. Obviously, I'm just human. I'm just a girl. And sometimes TikTok gets the best of us. I was also really consistent with taking all my supplements, especially my iron pill, which I always disregard this one pill, and it is probably like the most monumental pill outside of my symbiotic ritual seed, whichever one I'm choosing to take in the moment, because of my pill container. I had a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday pill container situation. So I have decided, because I have now fallen off of being consistent with taking my pills because I have not filled that container, I'm going to make an effort to fill this container up each week and keep up this habit so that I'm taking my iron pill, I'm taking my vitamin D3, which is important, especially as a Canadian, for my bone health and my mental health and my immunity. I will continue to take my DIM for my hormone balancing and managing PMS. I will continue to take my iron, my probiotic, and all the things that I need to be taking. You guys are going to hold me to it. But if there are any habits that you picked up on vacation, like waking up earlier or going on more walks or having a slower morning, and you really like these things, try to continue to implement them at home and find a way to implement them into your lifestyle so you don't get those post-travel blues. But that is how I reset from my routine. I also always love before I travel, and I think this helps when I come home, is I clean my space and it is spick span tidy, neat as a button to come home to. And that just makes the travel reset, get back into routine process so much easier. I always take out all the trash before I leave. I make sure everything in the fridge, if there's anything that's going to go bad, I toss it before I get rid of that or finish it before. It just makes the whole process smoother, seamless, easy peasy, lemon squeezy. That was a little cringe, but whatever. I hoped that you liked this episode. If there is anything you would love to hear me talk about more on the podcast, I'm always open to your suggestions. I'm going to put a form in the show notes that's going to live there indefinitely now for questions for the Ask Lan column. My Ask Lan advice column that I do monthly, I kind of want to do it more, but I'm going to put a little form there where you can submit your questions. That way you can put longer questions as opposed to just like the Instagram question box. I will still have my weekly Q&As happening on Monday on my main Instagram at Alana Bloomberg on there. But if you want to submit your questions for Ask Lan and have them answered on the pod, submit them in the form that's in the show notes. If you guys could leave a rating or review, hopefully it's 5 stars. That is how you can help support the pod. You can do that on Apple Podcasts or on Spotify. I love you guys so much. I also love when I see you guys sharing that you're listening to the pod on socials, tagging me in your stories, your reels, your TikToks, etc. I love to see it. I love reposting you. So keep on doing that. I love you guys so much, and we'll chat soon. Bye, guys.